Thank you for having me today to speak.
非常感谢大家今天可以来到这边跟大家。
My name is Kevin.
我的名字叫 Kevin.
I'm married to Mathia with my 8-month-old Benjamin.
我的妻子是 Mathia， 然后我有一个八个月的儿子 Benjamin.
My parents are also here at the back.
我的父母也在，他们坐在后面。
I grew up going to a Chinese church similar to this in the English-speaking congregation.
我也是在一个跟这个非常相似的华语教会长大的。我是在一个英文堂长大的。
And it's really great to be invited back to a similar church.
非常开心能够被邀请在一个非常相似的教会讲道。
I also have a confession to make.
我要那个，我要有一个。哎呀，我突然间短路啊，有一个那个要那个认错的地方。
I'm not a Mandarin speaker.
我不会讲国语。
So this is going to be fun.
会很有趣。
But let me begin with a game.
我们先开始一个游戏。
I've got a series of images coming up.
我们会看一个系列的图片。
And your job is to work out, is it real?Or is it fake?
大家可以来猜一下这个图片是真的还是假的。
Here's the first one.
这是第一张。
It's Prince William and Prince Harry reuniting at the King's coronation.
这个是威廉王子跟那个哈里王子在那个国王的加冕典礼上面突然间重新团聚了。
Who here thinks it's real?
谁觉得是真的？
Okay, no one. Who here thinks it's fake?
谁觉得是假的？
If you think it's fake, you're right. It's fake.
对了，这是假的。
Alright, here's the next one.
下一张。
It's Donald Trump after surrendering himself to a county jail.
这是特朗普在那个自首后进入了监狱。
Who here thinks it's real?
谁觉得是真的？
There's a few. Few more. Who here thinks it's fake?
谁觉得是假的？
No idea.
有人说
This one is real.
这个是真的。
All right. This one is a picture of the Pope addressing a huge crowd.
这是一张那个教皇在非常非常多的人面前讲话。
Who here thinks it's real?
谁觉得是真的？
Okay. If you, who here thinks it's fake?
谁觉得是假的？
If you look closely.On his left hand, he's got three fingers.
如果我们仔细的看，他的左手只有三根手指。
It's fake.
这是假的。
It can be hard to work out what's real and what's fake.
有的时候我们非常难分辨什么是真的，什么是假的。
Thanks for inviting me to share about the work of Focus.
非常感谢可以有机会来分享我在 Focus 的施工。
Focus is a university ministry that's been on the campus of ANU for about 35 years.
Focus 是一个校园事工，它已经在 ANU 运行了有将近35年。
I've led the staff team alongside with my wife Mathia for the last 5 years.
在过去的五年里，我跟我的妻子一直在领导那边的事工。
Here's a few pictures of O Week, Orientation Week, about a week and a half ago.
好，这个是那个上个星期我们那个 orientation week 的照片。
We had about 20 students wearing yellow Meet Jesus shirts.
我们有大约20名学生穿着认识耶稣的鲜黄色的 T 恤。
And our hope is that if someone walked on campus wanting to know more about Jesus, they would know there's a Christian group on campus.
我们希望当有人走到校园里面，他们想更多的了解耶稣的时候，他们可以知道校园里有一个这样子的学生团体。
This is our store on Market Day.
这是我们在 Market Day 的摊位。
And these are some of the first years that we met during the week.
这是我们那个当天遇到的一些的新生。
But they weren't the only group on campus.
但是我们并不是唯一的校园里面的一个基督教的团体。
There's a cult that actually operates across the road from the university.
其实那个校园的对面，在我们的路的对面就有一个异端。
They change their names every few months.
他们每几个月就会更改一个名字。
And last week they were handing out this.
上一周他们在分发这些材料。
It looks pretty real, doesn't it?
看起来非常真实，是不是？
We read the Bible in small groups with students.
我们在小组里面跟学生一起查经。
This cult tells people that they read the Bible in small groups with students.
这个异端也告诉人们，他们也在跟学生一起小组查经。
And on the surface, they both look the same.
表面上看，我们都在做相似的事情。
How do you work out which one is real and which one is fake?
那么大家怎么去判断哪一个是真的，哪一个是假的呢？
The issue here in 2 Corinthians 3 is about what's real and what's fake.
在哥林多后书的三章讨论就是关于什么是真的，什么是假的。
There are false teachers among them.
他们中间有假教师。
If you have a look over at chapter 2 verse 17,
如果我们一起看那个第二章的十七节。
It says this, Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ, we speak before God with sincerity, as those sent from God.
我们不像许多人为利混乱神的道，乃是由于诚实，由于神在神面前凭着基督讲道。
And so this chapter, so there's actually some among them who are peddling God's word for profit.
就很明显，其中有一些人，他们是为了利益去传讲神的道。
And so this chapter is Paul's defense of his ministry.
所以这一章其实是保罗对自己事工的辩护。
When there are false teachers among them, how can you know Paul's ministry is the real thing?
当有这么多假教师在中间的时候，我们怎么知道保罗的事工是真实的呢？
And his first point of defense has to do with commendation.
所以他的第一个的辩护的点是关于推荐信。
When I started working at Focus, I had to give a list of references.
当我开始在 Focus 侍奉的时候，我需要提供一份推荐人的名单。
People had to recommend me for the job.
需要有人推荐我，我才能达到这个工作。
So what's Paul's recommendation?
所以保罗的推荐信是什么呢？
And how do you know his ministry is a good one?
我们怎么知道他的事工是好的？
Well, in verse 2, he says he doesn't need one.
在第二节，他说他不需要一个推荐信。
The Corinthian church itself is Paul's letter of commendation.
哥林多教会的本身就是保罗的推荐信。
What is the best commendation for the ministry of Focus?
那么 Focus 的事工最好的推荐信是什么呢？
This is our staff team, and on your bottom right here is Gigi.
这是我们的事工团队。那我们看到最右下角的这个姊妹是 Gigi。
She became a Christian at one of our camps about 10 years ago.
她在我们十多年的一个营会中成为基督徒。我在学校的时候也认识她。
She has served with postgraduates and international students.
她在研究生和国际学生的事工中侍奉。
And she is now doing a ministry apprenticeship with us.
他现在正在做那个培训的事工。
This is Toby.
这个是 Toby.
He is a fourth year student.
他是大四的学生。
And he's grown into a fierce evangelist.
他成为一个非常热心传福音的人。
And one day wants to go overseas as a missionary.
他希望将来可以去海外做宣教士。
The best recommendation for Focus is actually the people that have come out of Focus.
所以最好的推荐信其实是这些从 Focus 出来的人。
Paul's point is that you don't need a letter.
保罗的观点是你不需要一个推荐信。
Genuine ministry is seen in people.
所以一个真实的事工是可以从人的生命上可以看得出来。
And that's verse 3.
这是第三节。
And you show you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God.Not on tablets on stone, but on tablets of human hearts.
你们显明是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
The Corinthian church themselves are a testament to Paul's ministry.
哥林多教会的本身就是保罗事工最好的见证。
But how can Paul be so confident?
为什么保罗可以如此的自信呢？
What is the source of his confidence?
他信心的来源是什么？
Our second point, verses 4 to 6 speak of the source of Paul's confidence.
保罗的第二个点是关于说他信心的来源。
And in verse 4, his confidence isn't in himself.
第四节他提到他的信心不是来自于他自己。
It's in Christ.
而是来自于基督。
Now let me read it. Such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything is coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God, who has made us sufficient to be ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit.
我们因信基督，所以在神面前才有这样的信心，并不是我们凭着自己能承担什么事。我们所能承担的乃是出于神，他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，也方作圣灵。
Changing people is a deeply spirit thing.
人的改变其实是圣灵的工作。
Last year, I met up with a non-believer for 6 months to read the Bible.
去年我和一位非信徒一起花了6个月的时间读圣经。
But he never wanted to give his life up for Jesus.
他从来不愿意把他的生命奉献给耶稣。
The year before that, I met up with an international student to read the Bible.
前年我和一位国际学生一起读圣经。
And he gave his life to Christ within the first month.
他第一个月就信主了。
What was the difference between those people?
这两个人的区别是什么呢？
My methods were the same.
我的方法是一样的。
But the Spirit worked in one person and not the other.
但是圣灵在其中的一个人身上工作，不在另外一个人身上工作。
In ministry, change in people is hard.
在事工中能够改变人是非常困难的一个事情。
And if genuine ministry is seen in people and lives changed,
但是如果一个真实的事工可以可以在人的生命中被体现。
That requires God to work through His Spirit.
这需要神通过他的圣灵在这些人的心中工作。
Which is the source of Paul's confidence.
这就是神这就是保罗信心的来源。
Now, if you notice there's a play on the word letters in verse 6.
我们也可能观察到第六节的经文中提到了信。
False teachers demanded letters of commendation.
假教师要求推荐信。
But they were also preaching a message of the letters, that is, of the law.
但是他们也只能讲到像律法书信中的信息。
That is, the false teachers were likely peddling the old covenant.
也就是说假教师很可能只是在宣讲律法。
They were Old Testament law people.
他们就是那个旧约中只追求律法的一群人。
They were stuck in the covenant of Moses.
他们仍然被摩西的律法所束缚。
So instead of change that comes through the Spirit,
他们没有从圣灵而来的生命的改变。
They tried to change people through legalism.
他们反而试图用律法去改变人。
The problem is that legalism can never change people.
但是问题是律法的本身不能改变人。
The US prohibited alcohol from 1920 to 1933.
美国在1920年到1933年之间是禁止酒的销售。
It was designed to reduce crime associated with drinking.
这个法律的本身是为了减少犯罪。
Did people's behavior change because a law was introduced?
但是人的行为真的因为这个立法而改变了吗？
In one sense, yes, there was less drinking.
某种程度上是的，因为有更少的人喝酒了。
But in another way, no.
但是另外一方面并没有减少。
Drinking decreased, but crime increased.
因为虽然喝酒减少了，可是犯罪率却增加了。
A black market came up for alcohol.
黑市里面的酒的交易增加了。
Gangs started popping up.
一些的帮派黑帮开始涌现了。
More gangs led to more shooting.
更多的黑帮，更多的枪击的事件。
And violent crimes overall increased.
所以总体来说，暴力的犯罪是增加的。
You can't legislate morality.
你无法通过立法来规定道德。
It's why tax lawyers will always have a job.
所以那个税务的律师总是会有工作的。
If the law changed hearts, then people would willingly pay their taxes.
如果法律可以改变人的心，那么每一个人会非常心甘乐意的去交税。
But people will always find loopholes and will always need lawyers to close those loopholes.
但是人总会寻找法律中的漏洞，所以我们也总是需要律师去堵住这些漏洞。
What the letter does, end of verse 6, is that it kills.
第六节的末尾也提到律法的功效是使人死亡。
And that's the law.
这是律法。
The Ten Commandments never made me want to obey.
十诫从来不会让人去想去遵守他们。
But it showed that I couldn't obey.
它只是显示我们没有办法去达到。
And so Paul's confidence wasn't in the law.
所以保罗的信心不是从律法中来的。
It was in a new covenant.
是从新约中。
One that is of the Spirit.
圣灵来的。
And what we have in the rest of the chapter is the content of this new covenant.
所以这一章余下的内容就在解释新约中新的约定。
And why it is so good compared to what the false teachers were teaching.
为什么这跟假教师所教导的相比是多么的好。
So our third point, the content of his ministry.
所以第三个点是我们了解他事工的内容。
Now the old covenant, the old ministry brought death, but it was still glorious.
旧的事工它带来的是死亡，可是它依然是有荣光的。
Look at verse 7.
我们看一下第七节。
Now if the ministry of death, carved in letters of stone, came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze at Moses' face because of its glory, which was being brought to an end, will not the ministry of the Spirit have even more glory?
那用字刻在石头上赎死的执事尚且有荣光，甚至以色列人因摩西面上的荣光不能定睛看他的脸，这荣光原是渐渐褪去的。
The new ministry has even more glory, but the old covenant was still pretty impressive.
那个新的事工虽然有是更加的有荣光，可是其实旧约也是使人印象深刻。
Moses saw God face to face.
摩西面对面的见过神。
Imagine if you saw God face to face.
想象一下，如果你也亲眼见过神。
Imagine if you were there in the times of the Exodus.
想象一下，如果你身处在出埃及记的场景中。
Imagine you were there when the Red Sea parted.
想象一下，红海在你的面前分开了。
The ministry of the old covenant was impressive.
旧约中的各样的事工的记载确实令人印象深刻。
But it never saved.
但是它并没有使人的生命得到拯救。
And because it never saved, it was never a permanent glory.
因为它不能使人得救，所以它并不能带来永恒的荣光。
In fact, it's described in verse 14 as a veil.
事实上，旧约的经文中形容律法为帕子。
Look at verse 14.
我们看一下第十四节。
For to this day, when they read the old covenant, that same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away.
但他们的心地刚硬，直到今日诵读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有揭去，这帕子在基督里已经废去了。
It was like a barrier between God's glory and us.
所以律法像一个阻碍，夹在我们跟神的荣耀之间。
When all you have is the law, you can never see the glory of God face to face.
当你所拥有的只是律法的时候，你永远没有办法亲眼见到神的荣光。
And it's why the false teachers had it all wrong.
这就是为什么这些假教师完全搞错了。
In teaching the law, they kept a veil over the hearts of their hearers.
在传讲律法的过程中，他们在听众的心上蒙了一层帕子。
But the content of Paul's ministry,
但是保罗事工的核心
that in Christ you can have the Spirit,
在基督中你可以得到圣灵
that frees you from the law,
可以从律法中得自由。
And it brings about a life and change that the old covenant never could.
这带来旧约永远没有办法带来的生命的改变。
And if you know the gospel in Christ,
如果你认识基督的福音
have a look at verse 18.
我们看看第十八节。
We all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
We're transformed.
我们已经改变。
We become more glorious.
我们变得更有荣光。
One degree of glory at a time.
荣上加荣。
Imagine two trajectories.
想象一下有两个轨迹。
This is our physical condition.
第一个其实是我们身体的条件。
And over time, our physical cells decline.
我们随着时间，我们身体的机能是下降的。
So you have a first year student, 18 years old.
我想象一下，有一个十八岁的大一新生
，fit, healthy, full of life，
啊，非常的健康，非常的啊苗条，然后非常有那个非常有生命力。
You have me at 36.
啊，我在36岁。
Not as much hair.
没有头发，没有以前那么浓密了。
Always looking tired.
永远都是很累。
Over time, physically we grow weaker.
啊，我们的身体随着时间变得越来越虚弱。
But our spiritual selves go the other way.
但是我们灵里的自己却是不一样的。
By the Spirit, we become more and more like Jesus.
依靠着圣灵，我们越来越像耶稣。
And as we know Christ, our trajectory is upwards.
因为我们认识耶稣，所以我们的人生轨迹是向上的。
The law can't change hearts.
律法不能改变人心。
But God's Spirit can.
但是神的灵可以。
And we are becoming more and more like Jesus.
而且我们会越来越像耶稣。
And that is at the heart of Paul's authentic ministry.
这才是保罗真正的事工。
It's people changed, not through the law, but through God by His Spirit, as the gospel is proclaimed.
人生命的改变不是通过律法，而是当神的福音是人听到神的福音的时候，他可以借着圣灵被神改变。
Here's a picture of our weekly Bible talks.
哦，这是我们每周啊那个讲道的照片。
On Thursday, we had about 80 students that met to hear the Bible explained.
每周四，我们大概有60个学生一起去听神的话。
It doesn't look very impressive.
可能在照片上看起来没有什么特别之处。
We don't have a room.
我们没有一个房间。
The uni doesn't give us a room for the first week.
哦，那个，学校不，那个第一周他们没有办法给我们一个房间。
But it's special.
但是它其实很特别。
Because as they hear the Bible, it's changing the hearts of students.
因为当他们听到圣经，听到神的话的时候，他们的心被改变。
On Monday night, we do training with our students.
每一个周一的晚上，我们也对学生有很多的训练。
We do a course like how do you lead a Bible study? How do you do evangelism? How do you think about ethics?
我们一起上一个课，课程会谈到如何带查经，如何传福音，如何思考一些道德伦理的问题等等。
We share dinner.
我们一起吃饭。
It might be why they come, because we share dinner.
啊，这或许就是他们来的原因，因为我们一起吃饭。
And then we think about a topic from the Bible.
我们也会一起思考啊，圣经中一两个话题。
It doesn't look very impressive.
照片看起来可能也很普通。
The room's a bit messy.
房间非常乱。
The chairs don't match.
啊，那个椅子都不配套。
But what's happening there is very special.
但是在这里发生的事情却非常的特别。
Because hearts are changed as they read the Bible.
因为他们的心被改变，当他们读神的话的时候。
In the middle of the year, we do a week-long camp called Focal Point.
在每一年的年中，我们会有一个大概一周时间的营会，叫 Focal Point.
We spend a week thinking hard about a topic of the Bible.
我们会花一周的时间对一个圣经的主题进行非常非常深入的了解。
It's amazing to think that students would pay $400.
当你想到学生愿意付400块的费用去那个参加这个营会。
Give up a week of the holidays.
放弃一整周的假期。
And study the Bible.
来学习圣经。
The ministry of Moses can never produce that change.
摩西的事工永远不会带来这样的改变。
But when you spend a week looking at the Bible, our lives are changed.
当你愿意花一整周的时间来读圣经，你的生命会被改变。
And so finally, looking at the passage, verse 12,
最后我们看着第十二节。
We are bold.
我们放胆传讲神的话。
At O-Week, there were 20 students at the most secular university in Australia.
在 O-Week, 我们有20名学生在这个澳洲最世俗的校园里面。
Wearing bright yellow shirts saying, Meet Jesus.
穿着非常鲜艳的黄色的T 恤，上面印着遇见耶稣。
We received a lot of strange looks.
我们收到很多异样的眼光。
Someone walked by and said the Jesus people were insufferable.
有些路过人讲，这些整天讲耶稣的人真是令人难以忍受。
Other clubs struggled to get 5 people to come to help out that day.
可是其他的社团甚至很难找到5个学生来帮忙。
Why did 20 students give up their day to be scoffed at on campus.
可是为什么我们有二十多位学生愿意牺牲一整天来被人嘲笑呢？
I'm not charismatic or funny enough to produce that change.
我们杨长道说他觉得他自己没有这样子的人格魅力。
It's because they're gripped by the Spirit.
是因为他们被圣灵紧紧地抓住。
And are bold to tell others.
并放胆传扬神的道。
The ministry of Moses could part the Red Sea.
摩西的事工可以使红海分开。
But it could never change the hearts of 20 young people and give them such boldness.
可是它不能改变这二十多个年轻人的心，也不能给他们这样的勇气。
And my prayer is that you will continue also in genuine, authentic gospel ministry.
我也继续为你们祷告，希望大家也可以继续坚持纯正的福音事工。
I grew up in a Chinese church in Sydney.
我在一个悉尼的华人教会长大。
In a church similar to this one.
和这个教会非常的相似。
Every Sunday morning we met in a school hall.
每个星期天的早上我们在一个学校的礼堂聚会。
I was part of the sound team, so I had to get here very early to set up every week.
他是一个那个 AV 团队的成员之一，所以他每个周末的早上要非常早来去布置这个设备。
But it was a church that shaped me.
但是这个教会塑造了我的生命。
I learned the gospel there.
我在那里认识了福音。
I grew there.
我也在那里成长。
I do what I do at Focus.
我今天在 Focus 所能侍奉的。
Because I was taught well at church.
是因为我在教会中是被这样子教导跟装备的。
And my prayer is that you will keep doing that.
我也为你们祷告，希望你们可以继续的坚持这样做。
As you keep proclaiming Christ in the scriptures,
你们可以继续的通过继续的传讲神的道，在神的话语中。
That people here will keep being changed by God's gospel.
当大家听到了神的话，听到了福音，人的生命可以被改变。
Let's finish in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your scriptures.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的圣经。
Thank you that in Jesus there is real change.
我们感谢你在耶稣基督里面我们会有真正的改变。
So help us to be bold by the Spirit.
帮助我们可以在圣灵中勇敢。
To keep proclaiming the gospel to each other.
可以继续的向身边的人传讲福音。
And to keep holding that out to the world around us.
也是继续的让我们在生命我们周遭的世界中有信心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.